T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Wiener, deep left. Look at this. Steve. Oh, my God. He's done it. Quantitative Wiener. Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. He's done it in his home ballpark. That's, John Wiener.
That's not the Rock stuff. That's Rocky stuff.
That is unbelievable.
Oh, man, you're going to be hearing this a lot.
Can't wait.
Oh, come on.
You know, he's my favorite.
Oh, he's the best guest we have. And no disrespect to anybody else. We love John Wiener. And Pirates baseball begins on Thursday. Buccos, Marlins. We are in the middle right now of our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Brought to you by Spitzer Toyota, Bilfew Associates Wealth Management, Hampton Beer Outlet, Wiggle Whiskey, Pittsburgh Regional Transit, and Dollar Bank. This hour, you need an incentive to call. If just helping people ain't good enough, how about this? You call 412-663-5664 and you pledge over $50. You could win a chance to get an annual pass for the Pittsburgh Zoo. With your first visit would be with Kale Berger and Amanda from Y108. Doran, if Kale were an animal, what animal would he be?
Bald eagle?
John Wiener joins us now. John, thank you so much for taking time today, man. I know you're golfing down there in Florida before the Buccos get their season started in full form on Thursday. It's a big day for Pittsburgh here with the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon, so thanks for jumping on.
Always a pleasure, guys. Great stuff what's going on up there. And, man, hopefully there'll be great stuff going on down here starting this weekend with the Bucks. But, yeah, and I was wondering, is this just like an exhibition for our regular start? I know we have a new day and time, by the way.
See, I was not told about the new day and time. We'll clear our schedule for whenever you can come on, John.
Okay, I was just curious because I think we're Wednesdays at 8:30. I'm not 100% sure. And so I'm like, this is Tuesday. I'm like, are we doing this 2 days in a row, or is this the weekly show?
Well, we like to do things just to screw you up, John. Like, we just want to make you think. By the way, you can donate online, 937thefan.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. All right, I'll ask you the same question that I asked Neil Walker when we talked to him earlier, Rock, and that's this. Why shouldn't I be super optimistic about the Pirates this year? Because I'm watching them hit a bunch of home runs. You got Jared Jones in the rotation. I'm starting to sip that Kool-Aid, Rock.
Why shouldn't you be excited? You're asking me to tell me why you shouldn't be excited?
Well, I'm afraid I'm getting Kenny Pickett-itis. Like, from his preseason last year, he was so good, I thought the Steelers were going to win the Super Bowl.
I'm optimistic as well. The offense hasn't been anywhere near like this since Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton have been here. And so I am sure this team's going to score more runs, hit more homers. why you shouldn't be optimistic. I guess I'm a little worried about just the first few months and how the rotation's going to come together. You know, we got Keller. Martin Perez has looked great. Jared Jones, he's a guy to watch out. People haven't been paying attention to spring training. Jared Jones is interesting. I didn't think he was going to make this club. I thought he'd help the team later on. But he's got a big arm. He has good stuff. So we'll see. That'll be a big shot in the arm if he can come out and do well. But my concerns, I guess, are the rotation and now the bullpen. I thought the bullpen was going to be a huge strength, and now all of a sudden we got a couple injuries down there. We lost Moretta. We lost Holderman starting the year on a DL. Majinski starting the year on a DL. Bednar really didn't have a full camp. I mean, he's only had a couple times out. But so if you're not, you should be optimistic about this club. But if there are concerns right now, it's the pitching staff.
John, I asked this question to Jason Mackey yesterday, but you know, with you being a similar type player, Jared Triolo playing second base and that being his only singular position this year, should we expect his best form as a player, knowing that he's just focusing on one position and not multiple as he has in the past?
You know, he's a really good player. It's just not the defense. It's the offense, the base running. He's just a very smart player, and he has that ability to slow it down. Him playing one position is, you know, he'll be fine. I'm sure that'll be something that he'll like because he'll have a routine. He'll have to not look at the lineup sheet and be out there. But if there's any kind of injuries, or if there's a need at first, a need at third, maybe even a need at shorter in one of the corner outfield spots, I think he can go out there and fill in. I don't think it would take him long to adjust. But I think it's always comforting as a player to just have one position. You don't have to worry about running all over the diamond and you know, getting your work in pregame and everything else like that. And you can just, you know, get your grounders at second. You'll have a normal routine. But, yeah, if he hits, I see him playing second base, you know, every day. And I guess that's the only thing. He did a good job with the bat last year. And, you know, so right now it's his job to take it and run with it. If he does anyway, you know, does what he did last year, I mean, he'll be a second baseman for a while.
It's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. John Wehner joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. If you want to donate, the number is 412-663-5664. Every $1 that's donated can provide up to 3 meals for those in need. One person this hour who donates $50 plus will win an annual pass for the Pittsburgh Zoo. Your first visit will be with Kale and Amanda from Y108. Doran, if Kale were to be an animal, he would be?
I was thinking about this because I didn't like my answer from before with a bald eagle. So how about a screaming hairy armadillo?
That's right. $50 donation could get you a pass to see the screaming hairy armadillo with a screaming hairy armadillo in Kale Burger. Again, we are joined by John Wehner, former Pirate, a guy who grew up around here. John, okay, if I set the over-under at 1.5 guys are going to hit 30 home runs for the Pirates this year, you going over or you going under?
Oh, I'm going over.
Let's go.
I think it's happening, yes. I don't know if it's ever happened, but I'm going over.
So I think Cruz is going to do it. If he stays healthy, I think he's going to do it. Who would be, do you agree, A, with that, first of all? And B, who would be the second guy then, do you think?
Swinski. I think Swinski, if I guess it'll depend on his usage against lefties and how he does against lefties. But if I see him playing every day, and he'll be batting cleanup against righties. And if he's cutting down on strikeouts like he has this spring, he's going to hit more balls out of the ballpark. I mean, he's got that kind of power. I've liked his approach this spring, staying through the middle. He's been using the whole field. Yeah, I think he can get there as well. And you never know. A sleeper would be Rowdy Tellez because he's been there, done it. And Reynolds capable as well. But I would say Cruz and Swinski are my picks.
Don't you love when athletes arrive to competition? Like if they're challenged and they take upon that challenge and then they're better on the other end, like Henry Davis. I mean, I feel like they challenge Henry Davis, you know, Herman being hurt, or Grandal, excuse me, being hurt, really elevated him and gave him the opportunities and reps that he needed. But it seems like he's taken this catcher position by storm and isn't looking back.
Yeah, that's a good call, Doran. You know, for me, he had to be pissed this offseason. I mean, he's a catcher. I've said it before. He grew up a catcher. He played college. He was a catcher in college, and to sit there and think, you know, hear all the talk and he can't catch. And he's done a great job. And he does work, and he always says the right things, too. All I hear him talking about is winning. And I think that's the attitude this team needs. And I love that about him. And he did. He went out and worked hard. Obviously, I haven't seen him catch very much, except for the two innings or whatever it was last year. But, like, from the first day I saw him catching down here, I'm like, well, he's a catcher. He looks just like every other catcher, you know, and he's done a nice job. And he had, you could tell he had a chip on his shoulder. And you know, but I've said this before, too. His bat's what's going to make him a good big leaguer. I mean, he could be a good catcher, obviously. But, you know, if he hits, nobody's going to worry about his catching. And he came out hitting. And, you know, the power that he has, his approach at the plate, everything, you know, he's another interesting guy, you know, as far as what kind of power numbers he can put up. And I don't know if he'll play more than 120 or so games, but yeah, he's got a legit bat.
John Wehner joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. It's Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. You can donate at 412-663-5664. John, last year, one of our patterns when we would talk with you was, can Key Brian Hayes start hitting? Can he stay healthy? And then he stayed healthy and was hitting. Do you think there will be a time this year where we won't even ask you about the guy anymore? I mean, he wins the Gold Glove. Do we think the bat is just going to be there to stay now?
I do. I think he has such good bat-to-ball skills, first of all. What I mean by that, he's not a big swing-and-miss guy. He can catch up the velocity. He's always been able to drive the ball the other way and up the middle. He has an uncanny ability to take up and in fastballs and hit them the right and right center. He just did it the other day, which is impressive. But the big breakthrough for him last year was hitting the ball further out front, lifting it to his pull side, the left field. And when he's able to do that, you know, this is a guy that could 2 years or a year ago, or even 6 months ago, you probably, oh, well, I guess 8 months ago, you wouldn't think this guy is a 20-homer guy. But what he did the last couple of months last year, I think he ended up with, 15 last year. He's a 20-homer guy. And, you know, I think if he's a 20-homer guy, he's an all-star, you know, because of the glove and how that plays. I think he's capable of being, you know, a near 300 hitter and hitting 20 homers. And so, yeah, if he gets to those numbers and he hits like he did the last couple of months, yeah, we're not going to talk about his offense anymore. We'll be talking about him being on an all-star team.
All right, real quick, John, because we're up against it here. But if I set the over-under at 3.5 for 20 home run guys, you go over or under?
Oh, my. Yeah, I got to go over. I've been talking about it. I can't back off now. I've been talking about the power all spring. So, yes, I'm going to go over there, too.
Oh, they're making the playoffs. We love you, John. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it, man.
All right. Don't know when I'm going to talk to you again. Give me a heads up.
Yeah, might be tomorrow. Might be next Wednesday. Nobody knows.
Thank you, John. All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Donate. Donate, folks. Get on the phone.
412-663-5664. Thanks, John. All right, and this hour brought to you by Centimark. They're donating 15,000 meals, Doran Dickerson.
We're doing it. We're getting there.
Coming up next, another big donation forthcoming from what I understand from Dave Santel of Santel Landscaping. We'll talk to him coming up next. We got so much to get into, so much to get into over the course of this hour. I do want to break down some of what John had to say when we come back. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And you could text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. By the way, for $11 a month, your donations, our listeners can be a Feed the Need community champion. That amount will feed someone every day for a year. One community champion will win the following prize pack from Y108. You get 8-man jam tickets. It's a wonderful time. From 93.7 The Fan, 2 tickets to a Pirates game. From 100.7 Star, you get the Boozy Brunch tickets on the Gateway Clipper. From Whammo, they'll provide TK Kirkland tickets at the Roxian, and Katie K.A. will provide a pair of tickets to Liberty Magic, History of Magic, Part 1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, 412-663-5664 to make a donation. You can also text us NEED, that's NEED, to 50155, or you can donate on 937thefan.com. This hour brought to us by Centimark. They've donated 15,000 meals. One out of every 10 people are food insecure. One out of every 8 children is food insecure. That just can't happen. So we're trying to do our part today, and thank you so much to all of our listeners out there for doing your part. And you can donate just $11 a month, and listeners can feed the need and be community champion. That amount will feed someone every day for a year. One community champion will win the following prize pack from Y108. You can get 8-man jam tickets from 93.7 The Fan, 2 tickets to a Pirates game from 100.7 Star. You get the Boozy Brunch tickets on the Gateway Clipper. From Waymo, they'll provide TK Kirkland tickets at the Roxian, and KDKA will provide a pair of tickets to Liberty Magic, History of Magic, Part 1. So do your part, Pittsburgh. $1 can help up to 3 meals, give you up to 3 meals. 412-663-5664. We've got some breaking NFL news that we're going to get to in just a moment. But right now we are joined by Jana Jablonowski from Giant Eagle. Jana, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me this morning.
So what are we up to now? What are we doing here?
We are trying to help our Pittsburgh neighbors in need. We're supporting Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, and we're doing it in really the easiest way possible because we are all making phone calls and sending text messages all day long, it feels like. And today you can send a quick text or make a quick call and actually help put food on the table for a family that really needs it.
You know, we talked about this all show long. It's not just about today. It's, you know, every day that you have the opportunity to give back, you should go forth and do that. But how much do you look forward to today every single year? I feel like it was just yesterday you were in here talking to us, and now we're back again helping people out and putting food on the table for people. But how much do you look forward to this day every single year?
This day every year is really one that I think is really like a heartwarming day. There is need that exists all year long. People are struggling every single day of the year, and we don't see it. It might not be top of mind. So I think today is a really nice day to bring some attention to what's going on in our community here in Pittsburgh. And it's a nice day for everybody to just come together and really bring that need top of mind for people who are fortunate enough to not have to worry about being hungry on a daily basis. So I think it's great to see the community actually come together. And I think it gives us that really nice sense of like, yeah, this is what we do in Pittsburgh. We take care of each other. When we really do recognize that need exists, we're here to step up and try to make it better as best we can. And I think that's what really, I think, brings a smile to my face about today.
And we've been saying it all morning long, 1 in 10 people food insecure, 1 in 8 children food insecure. What does that mean, though?
I think that those numbers are interesting because if you don't like take another step to think more about it, they're statistics. I mean, that seems like a lot of people, I guess. But when you really think about how many people do I know and interact with every day? A lot more than 8 or 10. How many people live in my neighborhood? A lot more than 8 or 10. And then you start to really think like, wow, there are people like that live in my own community that I could be friends with. And I just don't know that they're struggling with food insecurity. And I think that's an important thing to remember is that's often not a situation that people are very proud to share. There aren't a lot of people that are out there yelling from the rooftops, I don't know where my next meal is coming from. I don't know how I'm going to feed my children lunch tomorrow. So it's not something that people bring to your attention because they might be embarrassed about that. That's a really difficult position to be in. And we don't want people to have to be in that position. So that's why at Giant Eagle, like, we have such a passion for helping people put food on the table however we can, because that's just something that nobody should have to struggle with or wonder where their next meal is coming from.
Janet, really appreciate you taking the time, the organization, and how involved Giant Eagle is in all of this, and to making people not have to worry, or fewer people have to worry about such things. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we are happy to do our part. And like I said, today is just one of those days where it's incredible to see the community come together, because we couldn't have such an impact if it weren't for partners like you guys and Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, the folks that are actually out in the community getting the work done, putting all of these pieces together, because you can have donations and you can have money, but if it doesn't go to the right place to get those dots connected, it doesn't have an impact. So we're just so lucky to have partners to make that work come to life.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
And now, breaking NFL news, Doran. The kickoff rule, the hybrid kickoff rule has passed. Do you know what that means? Because I really don't.
There's some things I take the time to look into. There's some things I'm just like, okay, I'll figure it
out. Just kick the ball off.
Yeah, just kick the ball off. I believe what they're moving the kickoffs up, so they're enhancing returns.
So here's my understanding. I've seen this all typed out in the way it's going to show up in the rule book. I've also seen a nice little diagram here that I think makes it clearer. So what you got is you got a kickoff start line between the 45 and the 40. So all the defensive players are going to line up on the 45. The kickoff's going to come from the opposite 40. There's 5 yards in between the kickoff team and the return team. The return team is allowed to line up between the 35 and the 30, and the ball has to land inside the 20-yard line. So the hope is, if it has to land inside the 20, you're going to get more returns, and what you're hoping is you're not going to get as big time of collisions, because these players aren't going to be starting from farther back, and they're not going to get as much of a running head start.
Now, if it goes into the end zone and it is a touchback, that goes to the 30 now, right?
I was hoping there'd be no follow-up questions, but yes, that is my understanding.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I understand why that you would have the discussion around the hip drop rule. I understand that. I'm not for it, but I understand it. This is just convoluting everything, and it's unnecessary.
I just tried to describe it as succinctly as possible, and it's impossible to describe it succinctly.
I think you've done a fantastic job, honestly.
Thank you.
It made sense. The way that you described it.
I hurt my brain just a little bit there, Norm.
Isn't it unnecessary, though?
Well, okay, so here's what I would say on all this. Like, the hip drop, we had Kevin Colbert passionately defend that rule, the new rule, earlier on in the show. He says, players are getting hurt. Why would we not cut it out? Well, I think it makes it harder on officials. I think there should be a fining system. In Major League Baseball, you need to speed the games up. So they instituted a pitch clock. And pitching, you can't throw over to first a whole bunch. And all this kind of stuff they've done. Because the game was in desperate need of it.
Yes.
Were any fans crying about the way the kickoffs were? No. Are the majority of players crying about the hip drop? No. My problem is, no one's asking for stuff, and they're giving it to us anyway. That drives me up a wall. Let the game be the game. Darn it!
Well, they wanted to make it safer, I think, because you're moving the kickoff return unit up so it's closer to the kickoff.
Oh.
But it's still not safer because the returner's still going to get blipped. He's running from back there. He's still running full speed, and he's still going to get the physics of that is still the same. So you're taking out the physicality of the frontline guys, but not the returners who actually have the ball that are going to get blipped.
Right. I love the usage of the word blipped, by the way.
There's two different perspectives here, because people want to see kickoffs and some people don't want to see kickoffs. And instead of just moving the ball back to the 30-yard line to kick it or even the 25, I mean, I don't even understand this. The XFL ran it and it still doesn't make any sense.
Well, no. Yeah, right. Exactly. And it's just you are creating chaos, potentially, new rules when nobody's asking for these new rules. They said we wanted to make the extra point more of a competitive play, right?
college football is fine with the extra point at the 2-yard line. Like, nobody's asking for this stuff, but the NFL routinely changes the rules every year, and I'm tired of it. I'm also tired of people being hungry, Doran Dickerson, and we can help those people. Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. You call 412-663-5664 right now. You can make a donation. Every little bit helps. $1 can help put up to three meals on the table for people. So any little bit helps. Text NEED to 50155. You can also donate on 937thefan.com. It is the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Every donation matters. $1 can put three meals on the table for those in need. 1 in 10 people are food insecure. 1 in 8 children food insecure. If you want to donate and help, 412-663-5664. You can text NEED to 50155, or you can go to 937thefan.com. Our next guest is actually sponsoring the 10 o'clock hour here on 93.7 The Fan, Doran Dickerson, and that is Dave Santel of Santel Landscaping. Dave, thank you so much for what you're doing here for Feed the Need. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Yep, great to be here. Another year goes by. Goes quick.
Yeah, it sure does, Dave. And why is Feed the Need in the community food bank so important to you?
Well, I kind of tell a story every year. Went through a bunch of layoffs when I was a banker, and was treated pretty bad by the unemployment office, and just comments around, you know, about can't hold a job, that type of thing. And I was highly educated. I had my MBA and everything. And I always said if I ever had a chance, I was going to help out the people that going through a similar situation as I was. So I decided, you know, when we're fortunate enough now in our business that we're able to help out people throughout the community. And one of the big things we do is through the Feed the Need here.
Dave, you clearly own Santel Landscaping. Give us your story. How did you get into landscaping? When did you start? When did you know that this was something that you wanted to do?
Well, it started out, I just cut grass all through high school and college, and then I got my degree from Point Park and started at Equibank, if those are old enough to remember it. And 2 years later, I got laid off and had excellent reviews and kept cutting grass and got my MBA and got a job with Mellon. They lost $1 billion, got laid off again, and then kept cutting grass, started doing some mulching. Then I got in with Equibank again, and they were taken over in 2 more years. So I said, I'll rely on my own decisions in my life, one way or the other. I'm going to fail or make it on my own decision, not some big shots. And so I started cutting grass, mulching. People asked me about a retaining wall, and then finally got into patios and took off from there. So as a career, it's been 30-some years. I probably did 10 years before that in high school and college, but as a full-time career, we've been over 30 years now. So real proud of what we've accomplished.
Well, I reached out to you the other day to come take a look at my backyard to do some hardscaping, some landscaping, maybe some retaining walls that I have, but I have your direct line. Where can people that are listening right now find you? What's your website, and how can they reach you?
There's a few places. The easiest, you Google Santel Landscape and Design, or even just Santel Landscaping, but you'll come up, the website comes up, and then also we have a Facebook page, Instagram, pretty much, you know, all the standard websites. So, we pretty much became a family business recently.
And Dave, what all do you do in a custom landscaping business?
We concentrate mostly on hardscape, patios and retaining walls, but patios is our big forte, but mostly we do driveways and driveway walls, backyard walls, plus new design on if you want your old shrubs tore out, or new construction, you want new shrubs, or the landscaping that goes around our new patios. So we spend a lot of time with people, try to get to know what they want to do, and we're a lot less expensive than some of the big players out there. We have a nice niche. So I've had the same guys with me over 10 years now. Very proud of that. My son-in-law has taken over the operations and learn and take over my place eventually. And my daughter came on board as a marketing director. So she's really becoming involved with the business too, which I'm proud of.
That's awesome, Dave. Dave Santel, Santel Landscaping. You can check out the website. You can check him out on social media as well. Dave, thank you so much for what you're doing for Feed the Need, man. We really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. Glad you're doing what you're doing, too.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Dave Santel, Santel Landscaping.
Hey, Crowley, by the way, I was donating money, too.
Oh, yeah, Dave, what's your donation, buddy?
Minor detail.
Yeah, just a little one.
I'm going to donate $1,250, so...
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Okay. Thanks, Dave.
All over right. 3,600 meals, Dave. We really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks again. Bye.
All right. That's Dave Santel, Santel Landscaping. $3,600 then, or 3,600 meals to those in need.
Yeah, we're creeping up there. Where are we at? 70-some thousand?
Yes. We are right now at 75,855. And I believe that's before Dave Santel's generous donation there. So we're probably up around 80,000 of our 100,000 goal. And isn't that not right there, just Pittsburgh?
Yes. Through and through.
Was he getting choked up talking about his daughter? I think he was.
So. You know, handing off the business. I mean, he's been doing it a long time, and he started it by, you know, just cutting grass, like you said. And now he's going to hand it off to his son-in-law and to his daughter and, you know, just kind of passing the torch. I think he was getting choked up. But that is Pittsburgh. I mean, it's family-owned business.
Oh, you almost dropped the Pittsburgh.
Well, I've never done that.
Well,
have I ever done that?
No, you have not. If ever there was a day for that, today's the day. You are so up in your Pittsburgh feelings that you dropped a Pittsburgh.
Man.
Oh, Becky, you got to cut that. That's on every promo for the Fan Morning Show moving
Pittsburgh.
Forward. Pittsburgh.
I've never done that.
Oh, man. Dave Santel, Santel Landscaping. He is... sponsoring the next hour, and then that generous donation of over 3,600 meals. What an awesome donation from him. We'll give you the running total update. We'll cross our T's, dot our I's on everything coming up next for the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. One more time for you as well here, folks. If you can make an $11 a month donation, our listeners can be community champions. That amount will feed someone every day for a year. One community champion will win the following prize pack from Y108, 8-man jam tickets from 93.7 The Fan, 2 tickets to a Pirates game from 100.7 Star, boozy brunch tickets on the Gateway Clipper. From Whammo, they'll provide TK Kirkland tickets at the Roxanne, and KDKA will provide a pair of tickets to Liberty Magic, History of Magic, Part 1. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit Pittsburgh's Community Food Bank. We're going to hand things off to Joe Starkey in just a couple of minutes. We're joined right now by Brian Gulish to tell us what we've all accomplished so far and what you have accomplished, Pittsburgh. I just want to mention this real quick before we do talk to you, Brian. Nicholas Harry Callis has donated 900 meals.
Really?
Producer Nicholas Harry Callis has donated 900 meals.
Good on you, Nick.
I don't know that he wanted me to read that, but...
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
He's
making us look bad. I gotta donate 301, I think, right? Yeah, and 901.
302 here.
All right, Brian, what do you got for us, buddy? First question. I am not going to shave my head this year. I did that once. I think my wife would divorce me if I did it again.
That was great, because that was a year ago.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Grew back kind of fast.
It did. You looked rough, though.
Yes, I looked rough. Worse yet was my face was shaved, and I looked like a naked mole rat.
The answer to the question, we are currently at...
Here, wait, what? Sorry, Brian, 1 second. We need a little drum roll here, and we've got our tote board sounder. Sorry, Brian, tell the people, buddy.
80,160 mils. That is quite the way to start the day with the first show of the day, and that tracks us on pace for more than 320,000 mils today, if we keep that up from now until 6 p.m. Last year, we were at 351,000 mils by the end of it, so I think we're going to get there.
I think we're going to beat it.
Yes.
I think we're going to beat it. Pittsburghers are so passionate. All the sponsors, we thank them. Giant Eagle, of course, we thank Giant Eagle. You were saying before you popped on the air with us, Brian, that it's, you know, you get these big donations, and obviously those are important, but we've been saying it all morning long, $1 can really help. And you said that you're seeing donations of $5 here, $5 there, $10 here. Every little bit does help, doesn't it?
It helps tremendously. $1, 3 meals. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Right there. One person, $1. $5, that takes care of a family of three or four. So if you look at it, and it slowly builds up. and every dollar counts. And just like there should be no stigma, no shame, none of that around getting food assistance and coming to get food assistance, anything you can get, if you have a penny, you see those stories on ESPN about kids who save up the pennies to donate to charitable causes. That's what this is all about. This is community coming together to help our neighbors so they can thrive.
This is fantastic, isn't it, Brian? I mean, this city, I mean, we love our sports. We are hard workers, and we love each other. We love our people, and this is what this is about. And it's fantastic to see where we're at now, but we're not done. We're just getting started, and you know, hopefully we do surpass that number from last year.
Oh, we're doing it. And Doran is so jacked up. He's feeling so good about the Pittsburgh community that he dropped a Pittsburgh in the last segment, Brian.
He made that up. I didn't do that.
You did. Do we have the tape?
No.
We do have the tape.
You're supposed to be on my side.
I'm always on your side, but the tape just tells the story here.
But that is Pittsburgh. I mean, family-owned business.
You almost dropped a Pittsburgh. That's right.
Well, hopefully your picks are still doing good for the tournaments.
Right, exactly. They're not.
Go ACC. Brian, thank you for your time, man.
Thank you both.
And thanks for everything. So up over 80,000 meals, Pittsburgh. Give yourselves a round of applause. We talk into microphones, and we're hopefully entertaining you enough today to keep you around and making you pick up that phone or texting in. Again, the number is 412-663-5664, and you can text NEED to 50155. If it's easier for you, you can donate at 937thefan.com. Thanks to Giant Eagle. Thanks to all the sponsors as well. Everyone who's had a hand in this. It's going to continue all day long up until 6 p.m. Joe Starkey is next. Doran, we'll
good
talk
job.
Some Pittsburgh sports with the people tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy or sunchevy.com. High today, 57. Becky, nice job, buddy.
Good stuff, boys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.